Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duke Moss. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Duke Moss. And now, play ball. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strickland moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strickland scores. Woodling moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moss moves to third. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to third. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Smith reaches second base with a double. Woodling goes all the way around to score. Smith moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive towards third. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel bunts towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Busby moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi pinch hits for Duke Moss. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Masterson now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wertz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Preston Ward now playing first base. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone scores. Torgerson moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Aber now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.